kept them protected. And a lot of times I'd put something over them where the rain wouldn't get them. And I always turned them down so they'd be taken care of. And I look at some of them now, and these people have that look like wrecks. I always look like new by the side of others.
You couldn't get them anywhere now.
They've started making the Brumby Rockers again.
Have they?
There's an outfit that bought out that place, and there's one man that had been with Brumbies all through the years, and he's showing them how the old-fashioned Brumby Rocker was.
Where is that place?
It's, it used to be over here on Kennesaw Avenue now, whether it's still over there or not. I don't know whether they're in that location or some other location.
Right in town.
Mm-hmm, right in town. They employed a good many people.
That's back in business.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see that. Can you think of some other names for your porch, or what would you call it?
I always say side porch.
What kind was this in your original home here?
This,
did you use the same
wood? Oh, that was all wood.
All wood?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have some columns or something?
Uh-huh, and fancy banisters. You know how they used to hand-carve the banisters way years ago? And they were all...
What?
And then finally took those off.
And the vines went up on the... Vines, you said.
That lattice work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what lattice work is? Uh-huh, the crosses.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that on three sides. Well, of course, a house. And then we had it on each end of the back porch. And then on the front, only the great big doorway to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Which had no door to it.
Really?
But it was just an opening. Go out.
Mm-hmm. The cover porch.
Mm-hmm, on the back porch.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep things out there? Did you get rockers out there?
We always made, well, I think we must have made ice cream just about. I don't remember when we didn't make ice cream. We always had homemade ice cream. Mother always had a large table out there that we kept things like my father bring vegetables in. Put them on that table, and of course she'd always put papers down and clean the vegetables out there, and then we'd take that old ice cream freezer and make ice cream. We'd make ice cream three or four times a week.
What kind did you usually
get? Oh, vanilla, when the fruit was in season, we could get fresh fruit off the farm. She made fruit ice cream too, and it was good.
That you was in
when
your company over.
Oh yeah, well Mother always told us she would prefer to have the neighborhood children over our place than for us to be someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally there was always somebody at our house. But my mother was a type that I look back now and wonder how she ever stood us, because she always let us bring people in to a meal without asking them. And we would just tell her, is it all right? When act we bring somebody.
Yeah.
It was all right if we bring Cecil in or Mary in or so-and-so. She said, of course. And she was always good about that because she was used to cooking for a large crowd, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't know how to start to cook for a large crowd.
But you probably all helped her, too.
But
you all helped her, too.
No, Mammy did all the work most. But she would always be there to see that it was done.
Mm-hmm.